House Democrats have asked the IRS to deliver President Trump's tax returns this week. That doesn't seem very likely to happen, but a group of New York State lawmakers is trying a workaround. Ryan Kailath reports from Albany.
If the IRS won't hand over President Trump's federal tax returns, no problem. Assemblymember David Buchwald is after his state returns.
There's a copy of President Trump's New York State tax returns right here in New York State, in an office somewhere. And the only thing that prevents that from being made public is a state statute that we, the state legislature, have the power to amend.
Buchwald introduced a bill Monday to do just that. The New York Truth Act would authorize the state tax department to release the returns of any statewide elected official, under certain conditions. And that includes the president. Because New York's long been home to both Trump and his business empire, seeing his state returns would offer plenty of insight into potential conflicts of interest and the president's compliance with tax law.
Tax returns can be a true window on what really affects someone's bottom line. You don't have to take their word for it. They're signed under penalty of perjury. The fact that the president repeatedly is not willing to make these tax returns public gives me strong confidence that he's hiding something.
The Democrats who control the state legislature have been afflicted by Trump derangement syndrome. They ought to be paying attention into taking care of the people's business here in New York State.
That's the response from Ed Cox, chairman of the state Republican Party. He was speaking earlier on WCNY's The Capitol Press Room. But state Republicans may not be able to block the legislation, which enjoys support from a majority of both houses. The real question is when and whether state leadership will support and advance the bill. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his chamber likely won't even pick it up until the end of the month. In the past, similar legislation has stalled out before even reaching the governor's desk. In Albany, Ryan Kailath, WXXI News.